Hi, Marty Lurie here, Joe Panic. We, Willie Keeler and Joe Panic. I never thought I'd say the two names together.
Yeah, definitely not something you think about, but yeah, I guess it's a good thing.
Oh, come on. Well, take us through a little bit. I mean, the first choking up on the bat, people think, well, he choked up sort of like Ty Cobb. Not quite as much, but it did make a difference.
Yeah, just, you know, August, September, your body starts to kind of, you know, fatigue a little bit just playing a lot of games. And, you know, it's natural. A lot of people feel that way. And it's just all about really trying to make adjustments in your swing. And for me, it was, you know, to just stay short to the ball. And for me, it was talking with Bam Bam. It was, you know, it's, you know, choke up at half an inch. It's not that much. You know, it's just a half an inch. But the way the bat feels in your hands after doing that, it makes it feel that much lighter and get that much more of a, like, whip kind of feel.
Well, 12 hits in three games. I mean, it's really, it's an incredible feat. What did you think while it was happening?
You know what? I really, when it was happening, you're really not thinking too much about it. It's just more of, okay, just get me up again. Just get me up again. And when you're in that groove, you're feeling good. You're just in that zone. Like I said, you're not even thinking about, you know, what, you know, I didn't even realize what I accomplished until, you know, after everything happened. But like I said, when you're going good, you're just, you know, excited for that next at bat.
Yeah, is it see ball, hit ball, or are you guessing, or what is it, what's it like?
For me, it just felt like everything was slow. You know, from my load to my swing, just everything was, you know, slow. To, you know, seeing the pitches, I felt like I was seeing everything just clearly, you know, early and quick. I felt like I was able to control the count, too. Like, I felt like I was able to be patient some at-bats and still put good swings on pitches. And then I was able to be aggressive and put good. So I was able, like I said, I felt like I could be, you know, basically go up there and do whatever I kind of wanted. And, you know, very, very rarely do you feel, you know, that way up in the box.
We, Willie Keeler, I never interviewed him, but I am interviewing Joe Panic. I'm thrilled. Very good. All right, 12 hits in three games, major league record. Ryan Vogelsong comes back as a Giant. What do you think about that?
Love it. You know, when you think of Ryan Vogelsong, you think about, you know, all the good he's done, you know, with the Giants. I mean, he's been such an integral part of, you know, the World Series teams. And forget about, you know, what he's done as a pitcher. No, just as a teammate, just such a good person. And, you know, great family man. So, you know, really happy to have him, you know, kind of retire as a Giant.
You know, it's funny you said that because a lot of people I've talked to have mentioned Nicole, that she was the one who always looked out for everybody else and really was a very exceptional baseball wife.
I can't disagree. I mean, I can't, whatever. You know, I agree 100%. I mean, when I first came to the Giants in 2014, Brittany, now my wife, you know, she was, you know, kind of new to all the women, nervous and whatnot. And I got to say, Nicole was, you know, phenomenal to her. And, you know, still to this day, they're still friends. They're still talking. And like I said, she was one of the, you know, one of the women that really kind of took her, you know, under her wing and was like, that kind of showed her the ropes. So, like I said, nothing but great things to say about, you know, the Vogelsong family.
All right, you need a nickname. We Willie Keeler had a nickname. We got not Panic. We can't use that. We got to come up with a nickname for you.
Yeah, maybe. We need to think of a good nickname. Maybe something with choking up on the bat or something. No, something clever. Need something.
Well, I think you should borrow Dwayne Kuiper's nickname, Smooth, because you're pretty smooth out there.
Oh man, for me, when I think of smooth, I think of, you know, besides Kuiper, I think of Javi Lopez because, you know, he was smooth too, and, you know, good friends with Javi. So I don't know if I could take that one just yet.
All right, I'm going to think about it. Joey, thanks so much.
Of course, Marty.